Right, welcome back. Great to have your company on our final day this Friday, November the 27th. We're heading off to have a little bit of a break. We'll be back next year, though, which is exciting news for us. Hope it's exciting news for you people. Doug Hawkins to join us, and then we're giving away the Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive to our Caller of the Year and Toyota Ambassador. Daisy Pearce will join us as well. But now, Wispy, it's a great thrill. We spoke to many, many people through the course of the year, particularly when the COVID situation just put all sport on the back burner.
Yes.
Nothing to be played anywhere in the world. So we had to be a little lateral and we thought, well, let's aim for the stars, shoot for the stars and go for some big names from international sport.
Not everyone answered the call.
Not everyone. No, fair to say. Magic Johnson didn't get back to us. But Harry Redknapp did, and he is a star in his own right, and we love him. He's managed West Ham, Bournemouth, Portsmouth, Southampton, Tottenham and QPR. He won the FA Cup back in 2008, and he always took our call, and he's done it again this morning. Good morning to you, Harry.
How are we doing, lads? Okay?
We're going well. How are you holding up over there?
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah, I mean, we're still in lockdown. I went to my first game this week, actually. I got invited along to Bournemouth. They played Notts Forest on Tuesday night. And, you know, I got invited up there in the director's box. There was only four people in the director's box. So, but, yeah, it was nice to just get to actually get to a game, even though it was very strange with no fans there.
Is it a strange place to be back in England at the moment, the lockdown and all, or is it now starting to ease a little bit again?
It's like a ghost town out there. You know, I went out just now to get our fish and chips for our dinner tonight. We've got a great fish and chip shop. They're still doing takeaways, but there was no one on the streets. It was deserted. Bournemouth, there was no one around. It's unbelievable.
Harry, did you get a portion with your fish as well?
A large portion.
Yes.
I've got Sandra, what she's used to, small one.
What's your fish and chip order, Harry, when you go down to the fish and chip shop?
Oh, I had haddock and chips.
Right.
Sandra had hake.
Right.
A nice fish. And our granddaughter's here, Molly, she had hake and chips, yeah.
Beautiful.
Do they have dim sims over there, Harry?
Not in the fish and chip shops, no. We have a few dim jims, yeah, but not...
Harry, are you a vinegar and salt man with your fish and chips?
Oh, yeah, vinegar. I love a bit of vinegar on it, yeah. I actually have brown sauce on it and tartar sauce. I mix it. I have a bit of everything, yeah, love it.
Sounds magnificent. Hey, Harry, what were your thoughts when the news came through with the passing of Diego Maradona and did you have any first-hand experiences with the Argentinian superstar?
No, I'd met him a couple of times, you know, at different times. He came to Tottenham once when I was there. But, I mean, what a footballer. I mean, what a genius. I watched I don't know the name of the one I watched recently. It was on a plane coming back from Dubai. And it was the one where, you know, he'd gone to Lazio and the Mafia were involved, weren't they, there? And it was just amazing.
Hey, Harry, what set him apart? When you watch somebody like a Diego Maradona and others...
Naples, I'm sorry, not Lazio. He went Naples, I beg your pardon, I'm cracking up. Yeah. Naples, when he went to Napoli.
That's right,
He just had everything, didn't he? You know, I watched this the documentary, and, you know, he was about 7 or 8 years of age, and he's doing things. He showed you where he was born, where he's brought up. I mean, no disrespect, you wouldn't keep your pigeons there. I mean... He came from the really, really poor background. But, you know, his mum and dad seemed lovely people. And he was just an amazing, amazing talent, you know. I mean, he got into the first team, you know, in Argentina at 15 years of age, you know.
Where was he set, Harry, in terms of the players that you've watched and coached and
well, it has to be, you know, for me, you know, he's right at the top. There's him, there's Pelé. There's obviously that. Now we've got Messi and Ronaldo. But he would have to be right, you know. He was either the best or whatever. It's a matter of opinions, isn't it? But he was a genius. To go to Napoli and to turn them round from a team that was in the bottom half of the division going nowhere to winning the title and, you know, and just almost single-handedly winning the World Cups with Argentina and He was just a fan. When you look how he got kicked from pillar every time he got the ball in Argentina. You know, Gentile is chopping him across the knees, and people are kicking him from everywhere. And, you know, he just rode tackles, and he was brave. He had everything. He was just an amazing player.
Hey, Harry, you were talking to Harry Redknapp, who managed West Ham, Bournemouth, Portsmouth, Southampton, Tottenham and QPR. When you manage a talent like Diego Maradona, and there's only a few blokes who probably were able to play at that level, what is it from a coaching perspective that you can actually give a player like that?
Well, you know, no one ever coached him. He never got coached as a little boy. You know, when he's doing this, I'm watching him on this video, and he's mate, he could do anything with the football. He's about 7 or 8 years of age. I mean, no one would have coached. He's in the first team at 15. You know, he just got the ball and off he goes. He does what he does. And same as Messi, no one's taught Messi. Messi learned. He had a gift, and he learned to play football in the streets. And you know, that was how he plays. I mean, that's what I love. Yesterday, lads, I did a podcast. I've been doing podcasts. I did one with Rod Stewart yesterday, which was fantastic. I loved it, talking to Rod about football. You know, for an hour really. And he was talking about Jimmy Johnson at Celtic, who could dribble and beat people. They're a dying breed now. They're not about in the game. People that can do something special, you know, beat people. Everybody wants to pass. You hear the coaches now, when they're coaching young kids, I go to watch kids play and I hear the coaches, pass. I want to see them dribble. I want to see them beat someone. I want to see them show me some skill, do something special, beat people. And it's something that's going out the game, unfortunately.
And how was Rod? How's Rod Stewart holding up at the moment, Harry?
He was in good form. He absolutely was fantastic yesterday. I had a great chat with him for an hour. So really top drawer.
Who does he support in the soccer?
Oh, he's Celtic crazy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's going to be in mourning tonight. They're getting beat 4-1 again out in Czechoslovakia, and I watched them last week get beat 4 by a really unrated Czech team who murdered them, and they've got beat again badly tonight. And at the moment, it's beginning to look as though they won't do the 10 in a row, which has been the big thing for Celtic. 10 championships in a row. It looks to me this year, Rangers 11 points clear, looking in great form under Stevie Gerrard. You'd have to fancy Rangers to spoil their party.
Hey, Harry, I can hear the passion in your voice still when you talk about the great game. What is it you miss most about the game?
Well, everything really. Going, you know, I love it. I watch, you know, even now, I watch every game on TV. I'll go and watch, if I'm going past the park and there's a game on, I stop and watch it. I love it. You know, I had a fella ring me the other day. He said, Harry, is a little restaurant we go in? And he said, Harry, he said, I wonder if you can help us. He said, I feel embarrassed ringing you. He said, but our little under 11 team, my son plays for, the manager's had to pack up. You don't know anybody that could take them for us, do you? I said, when do they play? He said, Sundays. I said, I'll do it for a few weeks, no problem. You know, I love it. It's great. It's football, isn't it? Whatever team, whatever level, you know, I love being involved.
That's fantastic. And as Tim says, we can hear it in your voice. Just as we let you go, how are the horses going? We've just been through our spring carnival. We've had the Melbourne Cup over here. Are you going to get one and send it over here or not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got a runner tomorrow night at Chelmsford.
What's it called?
In the 7:45 at Chelmsford tomorrow night. It's called Fortune Finder.
And is it
going to win, I'm going to rename it. If it doesn't win, I'm going to rename it Fortune Loser.
Hey, Harry, the last time we spoke to you, tell us about your dogs. Are you able to feed them some of the fish and chips under the table, or is that a no-no in your house?
Oh, yeah, no, I'll give them a bit. My missus keeps rucking me. I've just been giving them a nice bit of fish under the table, yeah.
I get a bit of wind on the back of that fish. Won't be too good, Harry.
Yeah, they love it though, a bit of fish and chips.
Hey, you have a great Christmas to you and your wife and family. You've been great
and
to
you
us.
Guys. And has Robbie left? Robbie Fowler's not out there this year?
I don't know if he's...
No, I think he's left, Harry.
He's left, he's coming back, yeah.
He's gone to... I thought I saw today he's gone to India or somewhere to manage.
Yes, I think you might be right. So he could be back heading your way.
Right. good luck in Australia to everybody. What a great country.
Oh, you're amazing, a good man. Place. We'd love to have you out, Harry. And look, make sure when you do, you look us up. We'd love to have you. You've been great to us, and we appreciate you jumping on today.
Keep well, guys.
Good on you.
See you, Harry.
Harry Redknapp there. Who's just a... I'd love to sit down, Harry. Wouldn't you love to sit down over fish and chips and a couple of beers?
You know what I love, though, is, when you talk to people who've been associated with a sport and you get into a conversation and there's genuine passion in, like, the decibels just raise just a little bit and you can sort of feel how much that the game still means to them. And clearly that's the case with Harry.
Are you a Rod Stewart fan?
Yeah, my word, I am. Big Rod Stewart fan. I missed him. I missed that bit where he said Rod Stewart there.
I didn't
pick up on that, no.
That's part,
I thought it must. I thought it was somebody else, Stewart. I thought he said Bob Stewart.
The menswear shop here.
Yes. I thought, who the hell's Bob Stewart?
I want a bit of Rod Stewart sailing when we come back.
Oh, lovely. Because you love your music, don't you?
Oh, I do like Rod Stewart. So that'll come up after we have a chat with Mickey Wall from Sportsbet.